Coach Kubiak and the Broncos want players on this team who want to practice. But for many of the team's veterans, Monday's OTA session meant wearing ball caps and watching. It's a designed day off to give the coaching staff a better look at the younger players on this roster, something Kubiak did a lot of in Baltimore, and even as far back as when he coached John Elway.
I know a lot about those other players, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to really rep those other guys. And I'm also trying to see how Brock reacts and how Zach reacts when they take the football team and they get it for a day. Last week, that day that we did it, it wasn't very good. Today it was actually pretty good. I like the tempo of practice. There's always mistakes, but we practice a lot better with our young players today than we did last week.
First off, I would just say the ball was off the ground more. You know, I think as quarterback, Zach and I and Trevor had more completions. So I think that was the first thing. And then things just seemed to flow a little bit better. You know, last week there was some linemen getting off on different times. And, you know, that's a direct reflection of the quarterback's cadence. And I think we all cleaned that up. And today was fairly smooth.
It's different, no doubt, and challenging for everyone. But something Kubiak sees as a clear benefit.
It's hard to do as a coach, to be honest with you, because it does make practice difficult on the coaches because they're getting young guys going and they're carrying the load. But you kind of find out what they can handle, you know. And in this business, you never know until they get thrown in the fire. So it's kind of practicing throwing them in the fire, so to speak.
At Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.